Section 3. More integrated listening and writing. Listen to the lecture and answer the questions.
Good afternoon, everyone. I know it's 10 past, but I had some problems with the photocopier. We'll need to go quickly today to make up for lost time. Today, I'd like to discuss the boycott significance, exactly what it achieved and what it did not achieve. We ended our discussion last time by learning that the 1957 Supreme Court decision put an end to legal segregation on public transportation. But although blacks around America were thrilled by the decision, that wasn't the end of the story. Many white Montgomeryans refused to accept it. 2 days after the buses were desegregated, someone fired a shotgun bullet through the front door of Martin Luther King's home. Buses with black passengers were also shot at. The city had to stop bus service for several weeks because of the violence. Even when the buses began to run again, it wasn't the end of segregation in Montgomery or anywhere else in the South. In March of 1957, Montgomery passed a law making it illegal for whites and blacks to do the following things together: play cards, dominoes, checkers, pool, softball, basketball, baseball, or football, or swim, or be in each other's company on beaches, lakes, or ponds, or any other game or athletic contest, either indoors or outdoors. There were laws like this throughout the South. They began to lose their power in the early 60s, but violence still erupted on occasion for years afterward. In 1961, President Kennedy had to send federal agents to Montgomery to stop violence against civil rights protesters and enforce federal laws against racial discrimination. So what did the boycott accomplish? Plenty, in my opinion. It won recognition for civil rights for blacks from the country's highest court. It makes a difference, a huge difference, that because of reforms won by the movement, blacks are legally protected against institutional discrimination. These formal legal victories have a symbolic power that is hard to measure, but very real. The most impressive accomplishment of the boycott is that it changed the thinking of millions of Americans, and especially of Southern blacks. Years of segregation had taught them that life was constant fear and humiliation. Martin Luther King himself thought that the primary importance of the boycott was this: it demonstrated to African Americans that the stereotypes were not true. It forced them to confront and overcome their fears.
Number one. Listen again to part of the conversation, then answer the question.
Good afternoon, everyone. I know it's 10 past, but I had some problems with the photocopier. We'll need to go quickly today to make up for lost time.
Why does the professor say this?
I know it's 10 past, but I had some problems with the photocopier.
Number two. What did the class probably discuss last time? Number three. How is the information in the lecture organized? Number four. Which of the following is true, according to the lecture? Number five. The law passed in Montgomery in 1957. Number six. It can be inferred from the lecture that in 1961, Number 7. Listen again to part of the conversation, then answer the question.
So what did the boycott accomplish? Plenty, in my opinion.
How does the speaker seem to feel about the boycott? Number 8. It can be concluded from the lecture that